Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Onyx Concepcion. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns fires to first and has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Almone, who tags Wilson for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Bernazard moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Concepcion moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wilson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Waven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waven is 0-for-1 in the game. Waven hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a line drive into right field. Baines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baines. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Otis moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to third. Martin moves to second. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Martin reaches second base with a double. Otis moves to third. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Akins hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almond is 0 for 1 in the game. Almond hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Almond reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Almon moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almon tags and scores. LaFleur tags and moves to third. One out. It's Royals, 4, White Sox, 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armstrong fires to first and has Fisk trapped. There's the throw to Washington, who tags Fisk for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with Armstrong covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 6 RBIs. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salome Barojas now pitching. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Akins moves to second. One out. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for UL Washington. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Grant Jackson now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 4 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.